I'm joined by the Guardian's Tom Finn, who has been covering the uprising in Yemen. Tom, why do you think Tawakkul Karman would have been on the radar of the judges for this prize?
I think there are a number of reasons. Firstly, she's played a very important part in the uprising in Yemen, which is now entering its 8th month. She was one of the first people to take to the streets of Sana'a back in January when protests were just breaking out. She was on the stage calling for marches, and right when the protests were still small and vulnerable, she was essentially at the head of those small protests, which then built into this huge movement we're seeing now. So clearly, it's a recognition of that. It's also, I imagine, a recognition of the years of work that she's been doing long before the uprising in Yemen. She set up an organization called Women's Journalists Without Chains. And she's been, holding protests outside prisons, calling for the release of prisoners of conscience, demanding for the rights of female journalists. So clearly, it's a recognition of, of a whole of years of work and struggle, essentially. And of course, the fact that she's a woman and that she's essentially been seen as a figurehead and an inspiration for many Yemeni women and Arab women across the Middle East. There have been a number of prominent of female protest leaders across the Arab world, but she's certainly, up there amongst the most prominent and amongst the most outspoken.
And how will this go down with the opposing sides in Yemen?
I mean, I've been on the phone to a number of protest leaders since hearing this news. Clearly, people are delighted. On the one hand, Yemenis are desperate for any form of international media coverage. A lot of Yemenis feel like their protest has really slipped off the radar. Whereas once a lot of people were very excited about Yemen, there were lots of stories being written about it in March and April. It's clearly slipped off the radar, and people are really hoping that this might garner some more international support for Yemen. A lot of Yemenis feel like the West has applied double standards in the Middle East by going into Libya and protecting civilians, but at the same time not really giving any strong action or statement regarding Yemen. I'm talking about Western governments here. So that's certainly, people are going to be hoping that this, brings some of the spotlight back onto their protest movement. The other side to it is the fact that clearly we've reached a very worrying and dangerous stage in Yemen's uprising now. As you would have known, over the last couple of weeks, there were clashes between different factions of the military taking place. Hundreds of protesters essentially getting caught in the middle and being shot at. So, I mean, there's a fear that this peaceful uprising will end up in the hands of, of the military. And people are clearly hoping also. I just spoke to this one girl called Rana, who was saying that, that her real hope is that this is going to send a message to Yemenis that, we can do this peacefully, and we don't need to resort to taking up arms. It's a Nobel Peace Prize and a recognition of just how peaceful Yemen's protest movement has been, which is quite frankly, incredible when you consider that it's one of the most armed countries in the world. There's a gun in every household in Yemen, pretty much, and protesters have managed to keep it peaceful so far, which is, incredible, really.
And is there also a hope that it will make a difference to women's rights and their standing in Yemen, although I believe they have been heavily involved in the protests?
Well, yeah, they have, and that's something that hasn't got a huge amount of attention, but which is a massive thing. I mean, there's been a huge social shift in Yemen, whereas it's rare to see women in public roles working in the government, or there now you can see thousands of women protesting alongside men, which is just completely unheard of in Yemen. I mean, this has never been seen before. And there have been days in the last months where literally tens of thousands of women have marched through the capital, which is just incredibly shocking. And yes, so that is another part of it. It's a recognition of a growing role of women in the protest movement in Yemen. And it's widely known that she is an inspirational figure to many Yemeni women, both living here and abroad.
And I believe that there are elements of controversy to her. I mean, was she wholly revered by the opposition movement? What's the situation?
Well, it is slightly complex. As I said, Tawakkul was most prominent in Yemen's uprising in the earlier stages. She was widely recognized as being one of the people on the front line and leading those initial protests. In recent months, you know, the protest movement has grown massively, and now there are a lot more, you know, different actors involved. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, her role is not, you know, as pivotal and as vital as it had been back then, you know, as an individual. She's still seen in and around Change Square a lot. She's a very well-known popular figure. But there are elements of controversy surrounding her. She's well known for her for a very, you know, I'd say brave and aggressive style. She's the one who you'll find on the stage calling for protesters to march, even when they're being shot at. And I know of some protesters who don't favour, you know, that approach. You know, which often can end in bloodshed and violence. There is an element of controversy, unsurprisingly, you know, around figures like this who are, you know, known by lots of people in Yemen. But I think the main feeling that I'm getting today is clearly, you know, this is just a massive celebration. I mean, it's nothing but good news, really, for Yemenis, you know, for the whole country.
That's great. Thanks very much, Tom.
Okay, no problem.